Bloggers in Singapore have been writing about what some call the Acid Flask Affair. Acid Flask is Singapore native Jia Hao Chen, a graduate student at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Sitting at an outdoor table in a coffee shop near campus, he hardly seems acidic at all. Chen is working towards a Ph.D. in chemical physics at the U of I and says he started his blog, Caustic Soda, nearly a year ago as an avenue for personal expression.
The first 1 or 2 months, perhaps, the traffic was very low and not many people visited, I guess because not many people knew about it. But since I started writing about slightly more philosophical or more social issues, then I began to receive more traffic.
Chen preferred not to be recorded talking specifically about the statements that angered a Singaporean government official. But away from the microphone, he said postings on his blog about the Singapore Agency for Science, Technology and Research, or ASTAR, upset the agency's chairman, Philip Yeo. Chen says he criticized the agency's requirement that recipients of its scholarships maintain a 3.8 grade point average. He said that could result in students taking less challenging courses to make sure their GPA stayed high. Without giving details, Chen says the language used in the heat of the moment on his blog may have been stronger than that, whether it came from him or from others who emailed their comments. Whatever was written, it resulted in a series of letters from Mr. Yeo, threatening to take Chen to court on defamation charges. Defamation lawsuits are a frequent tactic used by Singaporean government officials against critics in the media. Sam Zarifi with the group Human Rights Watch says when Singaporean government officials charge defamation, Singaporean courts are likely to agree.
If you can conceptually visualize it, in the U.S., libel laws are drafted essentially to allow the media to function as a watchdog of government and of society. Whereas in Singapore, libel laws are drafted so as to, in fact, inhibit how much newspapers and the media can say.
For its part, ASTAR said in a news release that it recognizes the value of a diversity of views. But it says the statements in Chen's blog were defamatory and, quote, went way beyond fair comment. Chen says ASTAR has never identified specifically what on his blog was defamatory. Bloggers are the newest targets of the defamation charges made by Singaporean leaders against the media. Weblogs are a new and fast-growing phenomenon, and politicians in Singapore are just coming to grips with them. Meanwhile, their legal status is still uncertain. The newspaper Singapore Today recently quoted a local lawyer as saying a blog is the same as a printed publication, legally speaking. But University of Illinois law professor Jay Keeson is not so sure. Keeson, who teaches and writes on internet law issues, says the case law is still developing on exactly what a blog is.
Or at least what's the nature of a blog for defamation purposes. I mean, is it a printed publication? So are we operating under sort of libel rules? Are we operating under broadcast situations? Is it permanent in the same way as a printed publication is seen to be permanent? It may or may not be, depending on how well the archives are maintained and so on.
Chen, of course, is living in Champaign-Urbana, not in Singapore. Keeson says it's highly unlikely any American judge would enforce a Singapore court's ruling against Chen on a free speech issue. But Human Rights Watch's Sam Zarifi says Chen is still vulnerable to charges from his home government.
I think in Mr. Chen's case, he was probably expecting to go back to Singapore at some point. He is Singaporean, and I think he didn't want to break those ties. I think other organizations have criticized the Singaporean government, but if they don't have ties there that bind them to appear in court, they are relatively freer in saying what they do.
Chen says he didn't have the time or money to fight a legal battle. So a few weeks ago, he posted an apology to ASTAR and Philip Yeo, saying that his previous statements about them had been, quote, false and completely without foundation. Chen says the statement was dictated word for word by ASTAR after they found his initial apology unsatisfactory. Everything else on Caustic Soda has been removed.
I would probably put my blog back up again, but minus the things that perhaps some people felt were offensive. I'll probably wait for at least some time before the whole issue dies down before bringing it up again.
In a May 9th news release, ASTAR Chairman Yeo says he considers the matter closed and has even invited Chen to meet him for tea later this year. Meanwhile, Abby Wright of the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists says the acid flask affair has had a ripple effect. She says as a result, Singapore poet and lawyer Gilbert Koh has shut down his blog about Singaporean politics. When contacted by email, Koh wrote back that many Singapore bloggers have posted strong criticism of A-Star's conduct in the acid flask affair, but for himself, he no longer feels secure blogging under his real name. In many ways, writes Koh, Singapore is a great little nation. Unfortunately, freedom of expression is just not one of the things we score well on. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.